Chapter 21, The Journey to Jerusalem. And when we had parted from them and set sail, we came by a straight course to Kos, and the next day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. And having found a ship crossing over to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. When we had come in sight of Cyprus, leaving it on the left, we sailed to Syria and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unload its cargo. And having found the disciples, we stayed there 7 days. And these said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not set foot in Jerusalem. When our time was up, we departed and went on our way, and they all accompanied us with wives and children until we were out of the city, and we knelt down on the shore and prayed, and we went on board the ship, and they returned home. And when we had finished the voyage from Tyre, we arrived at Ptolemais, and we greeted the believers and stayed with them one day. And the next day we departed and went to Caesarea, and entering into the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, we stayed with him. Now this man had 4 virgin daughters who prophesied. And as we stayed there some days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus, and coming to us and taking Paul's belt, he bound his feet and hands and said, "Thus said the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owns this belt, and shall deliver him into the hand of the Gentiles." When we heard these things, both we and they of that place pleaded with him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, "The will of the Lord be done." And after these days we took our baggage and went up to Jerusalem. And there went with us also some of the disciples from Caesarea, bringing with them one Nathan of Cyprus, an early disciple with whom we should lodge. And when we arrived at Jerusalem, the brothers received us gladly. Paul in Jerusalem. And the following day Paul went with us to James, and all the elders were present. And when he had greeted them, he related one by one the things which God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And they, when they heard it, glorified God, and they said to him, "You saw, brothers, how many thousands there are among the Jews of those that have believed, and they are all zealous for the law. And they have been informed concerning you that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children, nor to walk according to our customs. What then? They will certainly hear you have come. Therefore do what we tell you. We have 4 men who have taken a vow. These take and purify yourself along with them, and pay their expenses, that they may shave their heads, and all shall know that there is no truth in the things of which they have been informed concerning you, but that you yourself walk orderly, keeping the law. But concerning the Gentiles that have believed, we wrote giving judgment that they should keep themselves from things sacrificed to idols, from blood, and from what is strangled, and from fornication." Then Paul took the men, and the next day, purifying himself along with them, went into the temple, declaring the fulfillment of the days of purification, until the offering was offered for every one of them. And when 7 days were almost completed, the Jews of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the crowd and laid hands on him, crying out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man that teaches all men everywhere against the people and the law and this place. And moreover, he brought Gentiles also into the temple and has defiled this holy place. for they had previously seen him in the city with Trophimus the Ephesian, and they supposed that Paul had brought him into the temple. And all the city was moved, and the people ran together, laid hold on Paul, and dragged him out of the temple, and immediately the doors were shut. And as they were seeking to kill him, news came to the chief captain of the garrison that all Jerusalem was in uproar. And he took soldiers and centurions and ran down to them. And they, when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, stopped beating Paul. Then the chief captain came near, lay hold on him, and commanded him to be bound with two chains, and inquired who he was and what he had done. And some among the mob shouted one thing, and some another. And when he could not know the certainty because of the uproar, he commanded him to be brought into the fortress of Antonia. And when he had reached the stairs, he had to be carried by the soldiers because of the violence of the mob. For the mob followed after, crying out, "Away with him!" And as Paul was about to be brought into the fortress, he said to the chief captain, "May I say something to you?" And he said, "Do you know Greek? Are you not that Egyptian who some time ago stirred up sedition and led out into the wilderness 4,000 men that were terrorists?" But Paul said, "I'm a Jew of Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I beg you, please let me speak to the people." And when he had given him leave, Paul, standing on the stairs, beckoned with his hand to the people. And when there was made a great silence, he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, saying,